Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Over the past week, a very public act of graffiti has been taking place in Boston's financial district. But it's not illegal. Os Gêmeos, a pair of internationally known Brazilian street artists, has permission to paint a huge mural on the side of a ventilation building.
It's part of their first solo museum show in the U.S., which opens today at the Institute of Contemporary Art. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the massive mark graffiti artists are leaving on buttoned-up Boston.
Boston has a new resident in the financial district's Dewey Square Park along the Greenway, and he doesn't exactly fit in with the men and women wearing dark suits who pass him by. He's a colorful, defiant character, spray-painted on a 70-by-70-foot wall, looking like a Gulliver-sized street kid in a red hood.
I've seen people do triple takes. They walk by and they're like, "What?" They keep looking back.
That's exactly the reaction Pedro Alonso wants this mammoth mural to inspire. He brought the twin brother artists, who call themselves Os Gêmeos, to Boston for the exhibition at the ICA. The public mural is part of the show. Alonso says vibrant, cartoonish dudes are Os Gêmeos' signature.
They're some of the most renowned, you know, artists in the world, really, as far as big public outdoor murals. They started painting on the streets in Sao Paulo, and they started to develop these characters over time. Os Gêmeos strayed away from the tradition of graffiti writing and embraced figuration. But their most famous are really these yellow figures with these red hoods.
The hooded figures are an edgy choice for a place like Boston. The city's had a complex and controversial history with graffiti and street art. Shepard Fairey, the poster artist who created the Hope image for Barack Obama's 2008 presidential campaign, was arrested here in 2009 on the opening night of his show at the ICA. The Os Gêmeos mural embodies graffiti, hip-hop, and youth culture, so in many ways it's pretty un-Boston.
We love that the un-Boston.
Yeah.
Love to be un-Boston.
Otavio and Gustavo Pandolfo are Os Gêmeos, which means the twins in Portuguese. The 38-year-old brothers are identical and say this about Boston.
Didn't see many murals here in the city.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why, but we need art.
Colors.
We need color here in the city.
Colors.
Not that Boston is boring, but I love Boston. It's a nice city, but they need more art in the streets.
The twins see every wall as a potential canvas. When they work high up on lifts surrounded by empty spray paint cans, they close themselves off.
We are really inside of the painting. But when you go down, take a cafe, we try to be more open and to listen to people.
And what are they hearing from Bostonians?
Everybody say the same thing. Like, wow, we miss something like that here. Make our life more happy. And I hope that this is open new doors for local artists or other artists to make more pieces like this size here in the city.
The artists want public art to snap people out of their routines, make them look up, even for a moment, to see the beauty and chaos of urban life. Art for the people, they call it. But it wasn't easy to pull off.
Looking for walls is sort of like being a matchmaker.
Again, ICA curator Pedro Alonso.
Because you have to find someone who's willing to have their walls painted, then you have to go to the artist and make sure that they like the wall. And that is a complicated process.
Ultimately, the Greenway Conservancy, the Boston Arts Commission, and the Massachusetts Department of Transportation got behind the project. MassDOT owns the Big Dig ventilation building that's now covered in spray paint. But the mural is a temporary piece, slated to stay up for 18 months. Artists Otavio and Gustavo Pandolfo wonder if Boston might decide to keep their hooded character.
I hope he can stay there.
Because Os Gêmeos say he's a nice guy with a lot of positive energy.
That report from WBUR's Andrea Shea. For information on the exhibit that opens today at the ICA, go to our website, radioboston.org.
Finally today, a minor correction. Earlier in the show, we said swimmer Michael Phelps missed the gold medal in the 200-meter centimeter butterfly by 0.5 seconds.
In fact, Phelps missed the gold by a mere 0.05 seconds.
Heartbreaking. Apologies to Michael Phelps and to any listeners who are confused by our error.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangleatboston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.